Hey everyone, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, Beat Screen Addiction and Take Back Your Life. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and if you're feeling like you're constantly glued to that little glowing rectangle in your hand, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world where notifications ping, updates roll in, and the urge to scroll is stronger than ever. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to unlocking a happier, more fulfilling life? It's called a digital detox, and it's way more empowering than just deleting social media for a day, though that can be a good start. Today, we're diving deep into why taking a break from our digital devices is crucial, not just for our sanity, but for our personal growth. Think of this as your permission slip to unplug and reconnect with yourself, because let's face it, sometimes the best things in life happen offline. So, what are the big takeaways? Number 1. Digital detox isn't about deprivation, it's about rediscovering what truly matters. You know that feeling when you step away from your phone for a few hours and suddenly find yourself engaged in a real-life conversation, enjoying a sunset walk, or just savoring a cup of tea without checking your notifications every 2 seconds? That's the power of presence. Number 2. Your brain craves downtime. It's not wired to constantly process information from screens. A digital detox allows your brain to recharge, leading to improved focus, creativity, and even better sleep. Think of it like giving your brain a much-needed spa day. Thirdly, digital detox can boost your self-awareness. When you're not constantly bombarded with external stimuli, you have space to reflect on your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. You start understanding yourself better, your needs, your passions, what truly brings you joy. This is essential for personal growth, right? Number 4. It strengthens your relationships. Ever notice how glued people are to their phones during dinner with friends or family? A digital detox helps us be more present in our interactions with loved ones. It allows us to listen attentively, engage genuinely, and build deeper connections, which are the bedrock of a happier life. And finally, number 5. Digital detox can unlock new passions and hobbies. When you're not constantly scrolling through social media or playing games, you have time to explore new things, learn something new, or even just sit quietly and enjoy the stillness. You might be surprised at what you discover about yourself. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah, a bright, ambitious woman in her late 20s, felt constantly overwhelmed by work, social media, and the never-ending stream of notifications. She was exhausted, stressed, and struggling to find time for things that truly mattered to her, like spending quality time with friends or pursuing her passion for painting. One day, she decided to try a digital detox. She set aside 3 hours each evening to completely disconnect from her phone and laptop. During this time, she would read, paint, go for walks, or simply relax and enjoy the quiet. The results were incredible. Sarah found herself feeling more relaxed, focused, and energized. She rediscovered her love for painting, reconnected with old friends, and even started meditating regularly. She realized that while technology has its place, it shouldn't control our lives. By taking back control of her time and attention, Sarah unlocked a whole new level of happiness and fulfillment. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, digital detox is about reclaiming your time, boosting your self-awareness, strengthening relationships, and rediscovering your passions. It's not about being anti-technology, it's about finding a healthy balance that works for you. Ready to take the plunge? Start small. Maybe designate screen-free time each day, put your phone in another room while you eat dinner, or simply leave it behind when you go for a walk. You'll be amazed at the difference even a little bit of digital detox can make in your life. I encourage you to share your experiences with me. What have you learned about yourself during your own digital detox journeys? Let's connect on social media and keep this conversation going. Remember, you hold the power to choose how technology serves you, not the other way around. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.